Today on Real Life Radio.
I promise you, start somewhere. Start somewhere, husband. We've got to defend our homes. You were so amazing to defend the definition of marriage. But you know what? We need to show the world what a marriage is. And that's got to start with the men. That's got to start with the husbands.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Has our culture redefined God to fit its own agenda? Is God more inclusive than He used to be? Or have we simply lost sight of who He truly is? In The Eclipse of God, Pastor Erwin Lutzer confronts how our culture has reshaped God's image, turning Him into something more convenient and comfortable, but far from biblical. He sheds light on how this distortion has led to confusion even within the church, and shows how God's truth still shines even in the darkest of times. This November, Pastor Jack Hibbs is featuring The Eclipse of God as our featured resource of the month. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. Now, if you're ready to return to a biblical understanding of God's character, don't miss this book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. It's called The Eclipse of God. Once again, available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Life and Bible with a message titled, Being a Christian While Being a Husband. When the Bible talks about the husband, Scripture tells us that he's been given quite a unique position in life. You see, a Christian husband is a representative of God's very nature and person. It's perhaps the most powerful calling God can give in this world. Even the Lord refers to Himself as not only the head of the church, but also a husband to Israel. A Christian husband is a model of how God loves Israel and how Jesus loves the church. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that a Christian husband will defend his wife with his life and helps to give her the confidence that she needs to thrive. His ministry towards his wife is to know what makes her truly happy by spending quality time listening to what she has to say. Now, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Husband, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Take 3 to 5 minutes maximum. And say, kids, this is the deal. Get around the table. And I'm telling you, if you have to bribe them, do it. And I'm not joking. If you say, listen, get around the table, believe me, you're gonna like it. If you have to give them candy or a dollar bill, I don't care what you have to do. A dollar bill. Give them the candy. It's worth more than the dollar bill. Gather them around. Dad, what are we doing? What? Oh, brother. Oh, Dad's a big Christian now. What are you going to... Let it go. Just let it go. Don't get an argument with them. Let them. They're gonna. Well, what are you doing? Just listen. Get around. Come here. Up. Ready? Here we go. Lord, bless my kids. Bless this home. Keep them safe in Jesus' name. Amen. And then let them go. Listen. You say that's no. It's got to be deeper than that. We got to take them to the Greek and the Hebrew meaning and the syntax of the. You'll ruin your family doing that. You'll ruin them. Your kids, I'm telling you, will just be delighted. You see, yeah, but Jack, we're not talking about kids. That's exactly right. A wife, if she sees that happening, she will say, you know what, this crazy nut, that's amazing. God has given us an opportunity that is absolutely, or an influence, I should say, that is absolutely spectacular. John 4, verse 53. It says there when Jesus had touched this son, that the father knew that he was in that self same hour healed as Jesus had spoken. And Jesus said to the man, your son lives. And he himself, the man, listen, he himself believed and his entire household believed. How does that happen? I have seen homes turn around dramatically when a husband gets committed to Jesus and that wife, she's turned around completely. Absolutely amazing when the man steps up. Unique influence. It's absolutely amazing. So guys, before we leave, point number 5, it's this, influence. When a wife sees us husbands doing what the Lord has called us to do and influencing our wives, it's gonna give her a lot of peace and a lot of confidence. on the same team. Number six, a husband has been given a unique opportunity like no other. Only a husband has the opportunity to construct a house devoted to worship. Personally, this is a lot of fun because I can't sing. I don't play an instrument. I'm a terrible, frustrated musician type person because I can hear things. When somebody hits the wrong key or plucks the wrong chord or whatever you call those things, I can hear it a mile away. But I can't sing and I can't play a thing. But God does not know that when I'm in the shower singing to the Lord. I love worship. I love it. I just love it. I've had the most, sometimes just the deepest, darkest times when it seems like the whole world, you know, it's not true, but it seems like the whole world's against you and you feel like, yeah, man, I'm just going to go bury my head in the sand. And you'll hear the Holy Spirit so quietly say, worship. Oh, man, Lord, I love you. You know that. Can't wait to see you, but I don't want to. I just don't want to worship. I don't feel like worshiping. And what does he say? Worship. Worship me. Okay. Lord, I lift your name on high. You know what? And you bow down and you sing with your face in the carpet and you start singing to him. I'll give you 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You won't stop. If you think I'm joking, try it. I dare you. Worship him. Your wife would love to see you worship. David was a worshiper. He had a wife who was a nutcase. Remember her? She didn't, I don't even think she even knew the Lord. Saul's daughter. David comes down the street worshiping the Lord with the whole crew, the soldiers, the army. They got the ark. Remember that? And they're coming down the street and she looks out the window and she looks and she sees King David dancing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has done valiantly. He's mighty. Oh my goodness. The Lord's awesome. He comes up to the house. Whew, man, isn't God great? Well, well, didn't the king look like a big guy today, worshiping out in front of everybody like an idiot? And he said, I did this before the Lord in my heart. And she just mocked him. And he said, that's it for you. And the scripture says that he never touched her again. I don't know if that's good, bad, or ugly, but it broke his heart, man. When a woman sees her man worshiping, she should encourage that. Guys, it's a powerful thing. An opportunity, the influence, I should say, is amazing. The opportunity is spectacular. The ministry, number seven. We're on number seven, right? Huh? We're going from six to seven, I think. Number six is opportunity. Before we leave that, then, let me give you this verse. Joshua put it very clearly about opportunity. It's just so awesome. He's like the General Patton of the day, right? Joshua in chapter 24, verse 15, he says there, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, hey, Israel, you know what? You guys are going to, you're going to choose. Each home's going to do whatever they're going to do. You're going to do your thing. He said, I'm telling you right now, this was Israel's leader. Joshua says, I tell you what, you're going to swing by my house? You're going to park the donkey in my driveway and come on in. I'm going to tell you something. You come to my house, we're going to worship the Lord. We will serve the Lord. That's awesome. The Lord has ordained us, guys, to be the one who responds to opportunities in such a way that we lift that dilemma. We help solve that problem when crises come or when challenges come. Or we lead the way in worship in that opportunity when the victory comes. Hey, Dad, I just got an A. Or, honey, you know what? I just got promoted. All right. Yes. The husband should respond. We will respond. Number seven, a unique ministry. A husband has been given by God a unique ministry that no man can take, but it's ours. The ministry of a husband, listen, toward his wife, upon his wife, to his wife, for his wife, is the first step of any ministry that is of any value. There is no such thing, as we talked recently, there's no such thing as a successful ministry that's headed up by leaders in the church if their homes are a wreck. That is it's a lie, it's false, and it's absolutely impossible according to Scripture. The ministry first is for that husband to love his wife first. I don't care if you lead 10,000 people to Jesus Christ and your home life, your marriage is a wreck. God is not impressed. It's not good. In John chapter 13, we made mention of this recently, where there Jesus shows his disciples, soon to be his apostles, on how to minister to one another by washing one another's feet. That's a powerful thing. How many of you are married? Raise your hands again. After service tonight, you should go home and wash each other's feet. Watch what happens. So you're not going to touch my feet. It's pretty powerful stuff. It's been said that good marriages take time and effort. It's been said that bad marriages take more time and more effort. It's been said that great marriages take more time, more effort. And it all begins with a heart to minister to each other. And we choose to do that. What were you thinking about marriage? Well, what were you thinking? Well, that when one said I do, that this would happen, you know, and we'd live happily ever after. Living happily ever after is totally real. That's cool. You just have to define what that means. So too many people. Look, humans are going to fall in love until the end of time. But far too many people in our culture today have lost the whole meaning of commitment. And the amazing thing is, if you search down deep inside and you look at the Word of God is all about commitment, and you look down deep inside, your heart longs for a true and lasting commitment, and it is a ministry. So number 7, guys, is this. Our homework is, you're the only one on this planet who can make your wife truly happy. And that's the way God's ordained it. And you need to find out what it takes to make her happy.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Now, you might say, Jack, you know, my wife, this is what she wants, you know. In the context of this message, we're talking about Christian wives. You might hear your wife say, you know what, you want to make me happy? Want to make me happy? Sleep out in the backyard, that'll make me happy. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the context of a Christian home. Number 8, I need to pick up the pace. A husband has been given, number 8, a unique defense. A man is to defend his wife with his mouth. You talk down your wife, God's listening. Listen to this. You talk down your wife, the Bible says God will not hear the man's prayer. You talk down your wife, Bible says God will not hear your prayer. That's powerful, isn't it? You're talking down your wife, then you come to church, you come to a prayer meeting. God's like this. Not going to listen. Listen, we are to defend our wives and defend our homes. That's a unique position that only the Christian husband has been called to do. We're to defend, we're to provide, we're to secure. We are to be the protector of that home. A Christian man, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. Like Paul said, the Lord's not saying this, I'm saying it. Well, I'm saying this. A Christian man should never be idle. I don't believe it. Look, if you and your wife go on vacation, then be idle with your wife. But I'm talking about a Christian man should never be I honestly do not believe that Christian men can be bums. I don't think it's possible. You say, yeah, man, you're a hard guy. You know what? I'm just telling you something here. When the Holy Spirit lives in your life, you cannot be a Christian man and send your wife off to work and you don't look for a job, you're not pounding the pavement to make ends meet, or you're not handing out your resume or whatever. I understand unemployment's huge in California and, for that matter, America and the world right now. But you know what? Pick up cans or something. But a Christian man should never be idle. You be idle, you're going to get in trouble. You watch it. Satan will see to it. But this is a pathetic age. See, Pastor, I've been looking for a job for months. I understand that, and that's a heartbreaker, and it's a tough one. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you. But a Christian man is to provide for his home. The Bible says if a man does not provide for his home, he's worse than an unbeliever. 1 Peter 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his home, 1 Peter 5:8, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and he's worse than an unbeliever. Yes, unemployment's rampant. But look for a job, look for a job, keep looking for a job and do whatever it takes. But you should never, never be sitting home going through the channels. This is a serious thing. A man, a Christian man, is to provide for his home. And it's not just income, it's protection, defending the home with mouth and with hand. If some assailant tries to break into your home tonight to kill your wife or to destroy you or to rape your children, what are you going to do? Jesus said, turn the other cheek. That's not what he said. The Bible says if you do not provide for your home, you're worse than an unbeliever. You defend your home. This is serious stuff. The Bible says in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. We are to defend them. And listen, we need to defend them because God tells us and he warns us, we better watch out because if we don't, if we get on the wrong side of them, our hearts will become bitter. And we'll be bitter toward them. God doesn't want that to happen. Our homework under point number 8 is that our wife needs to understand that she feels safe and secure when she's with you. And that's a powerful thing. Number 9, we're almost done. Number 9, a husband has to be given, or has been given, I should say, by God, a unique mission. And that unique mission is this. I believe it's the single most important mission in all of the world that a husband, listen, is to serve his wife all the way through to the end. Did we not stand at the altar and say for richer, for poorer, for better or for worse, for in sickness and in health? You know who heard that? You may have forgotten that. God heard that. Ephesians 5, here it is again. I brought it up before. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 28. I'll sum it up. It's just this. Husbands, you are to love your wife, and by loving her, you are sanctifying her, and you are leading her the way the Lord would have us, and that's a unique mission. And point number 10, it is this. Being a Christian while being a husband is a husband has been given a unique touch. God has ordained us, guys. A touch from a Christian husband. I wrote 4 things down. A unique touch regarding strength. A unique touch regarding security, a unique touch concerning affection, and a unique touch of adequacy. So many wives today feel so devalued by television, movies, magazines, newspaper, whatever it is. They just feel so absolutely nothing. Because in real life, you can't airbrush people. And a husband has an amazing power. And I'm dead serious about this. Husband, if you're not affectionate towards your wife in non-sexual ways, you need to ask God to change your heart right now. And you say, Jack, you know, I just have a hard time. I've got all these things that... Take that to the cross. Talk to him about it. But listen, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 3 and 4 says, listen to this. This is the Bible. She is speaking. His left hand is under my head. Can you figure that in your mind? His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. You see that? I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. Guys, husbands, it's tough for us. We're not brought up that way. We need to, guys, here's our homework regarding point 10. Hold her hand. Start holding her hand. Put your arm around her when it's cold outside or whatever. Put your arm around her. Well, here's what I wrote down. Touch her a lot. Hold her hand. Put your arm around her. Squeeze her. Chase her around the house. Because God has given us guys as husbands an amazing thing. When we open up our arms, come here. She's scared, she's upset, or she's tired, it's been a long day, whatever. Come here, come here, come here. And just... These are only 10 things. There's about 10,000. But we have to start somewhere. And tonight might be saying, Jack, I don't know, man, I don't know. Oh, listen, I promise you, start somewhere. Start somewhere, husband. We've got to defend our homes. You are so amazing to defend the definition of marriage. But you know what? We need to show the world what a marriage is. And that's got to start with the men. That's got to start with the husbands. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, all of us husbands tonight, in fact, while we're praying, all husbands, will you stand right now as we remain in an attitude of prayer? All husbands standing. Father, I pray for these guys. Lord, that you'd give us insight and understanding to our wives, that you'd give us the ability, Lord, to speak the word of God into their hearts. Lord, that we would build them up and speak kind words that edify. And Lord, in those areas that we're lacking and we just don't get it, those are those areas, by the way, Lord, that we confess tonight that we don't think they're important. It just doesn't seem important to us to sit down and hear about Susie's tea party. But it means everything to her. Lord, change our hearts. And Lord, help us also as we, as husbands, that we can communicate and provide and to watch over and to keep and to touch our wives in ways that honor them, that bless them. Because after all, we do name the name of Jesus. We do tell people, it is true, we say we're Christians, and that may very well be true, and I trust that it is. But it all comes down to this: am I willing to be the kind of head of a home and to be the leader of a house where I lay down my life first and I gird myself and wash her feet first? Lord, baptize us men standing right now in your Holy Spirit, that we might love our wives. And may the world say, what is that? That Christ may be glorified. In Jesus' name, and all of God's men said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Husband. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of the Christian life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
You know, as Christians, we have this desire to live out our faith, to become more intentional in ministry, so that others we share with can have the life-changing experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's exactly why the Real Life Network was created. Real Life Network offers faith-based content that will strengthen us and the beliefs we value. As big tech, big government, and big business have increased their efforts to silence the teachings of Jesus, the Real Life Network is available on your favorite device. Anytime, anywhere, really has something for everyone. The whole family can choose from a wide range of categories like culture, current events, faith and politics, as well as programming for kids. So don't miss out on the relevant, life-changing Christian and conservative programming that will inspire you and strengthen your faith. Find the Real Life Network at reallifenetwork.com and sign up for free. That's reallifenetwork.com.
Today, more and more Christ followers are living out their faith no matter what. And one way we can help is through our website. At jackhibbs.com/realradio, you'll find access to Pastor Jack's devotions, YouTube channel, podcasts, Facebook, live streamed events, and so much more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. And don't forget to download the Real Life mobile app for on-the-go access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.